Rafi Radio Show. Today, Lady Gaga dropped her second official LP, Born This Way, when her first official LP, The Fame, came out on October 28th, 2008. Lady Gaga made some time for the Rafi Radio Show. Now, for the first time ever, I will re-air that interview. It's a two-parter in its entirety. We've kind of been able to edit it into one part that we'll give you all right now here on the Rafi Radio Show. Now, part of the premise of her calling in was the fact that for my new music segment, The Daily Download, I was going to spin Just Dance, and she had customized a version of Just Dance for me. Rafi Versa. And so I begun my interview with Lady Gaga here on the Rafi Radio Show back in 08, thanking her so much for singing my name into the record.
Oh my God, of course. Like, anything for you guys. You're the keepers of the keys.
No, please. Of course, the Fame Lady Gaga CD just dropped today, and Just Dance is the big song off of it. I mean, I'd have to imagine, though, because your songs are like your children, right?
Oh my God. You know, I've spent 2 years writing this record, and yeah, this is like my baby, this album. And I'm just so excited to watch my baby grow, you know?
If you did, I'm not going to take offense to it at all. I completely understand 110%. But you had to cringe a little bit when the label came to you and was like, hey, you need to customize this track for Rafi Versa.
No, not at all. You know, if anything, it's like anything that I can do to help the song get played on the radio. You know, it's been a really long road, and it's been hard to get this record played on the radio because it's a little bit more left of center pop. And, you know, stations don't know what to make of it. They're like, is it a dance record? Is it a pop record? Is it an R&B record? But it's kind of rocky. And then she says Playboy. I mean, nobody knows what to think of it. So anything that I can do to show the stations how much I support them and get them to hear a record in a new way, you know, I'm down.
Well, I see, I don't buy the whole genre thing. I think if it's a good song, we should play it. And
that's,
I think,
right.
Just Dance is a good song.
A hit record breaks every rule.
Exactly. And Just Dance, I think, is a hit record. And I'll tell you, I was behind this record before you threw my name on it. Thank you again for doing that, though.
Thank you.
When I heard the remix with Cardinal Official.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he killed that.
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
So cool. And, of course, that's, I guess, came through the hookup with Akon, working with Akon, which, I mean, obviously has been absolutely amazing for you.
For sure, yeah, Akon. But also, you know, Cardinal's a really big fan of mine, and I'm a huge fan of his. I actually, the song Just Dance went number one in Canada, where he's from.
Ah, right, of course, he's
so,
from Toronto.
You know, we just kind of have like a cool camaraderie, and I was so excited when he did it.
All right, so from there, the Rafi Radio Show, we played Just Dance with the Daily Download. I came out of the song back with Lady Gaga, and of course, once again, thanked her for singing my name into her song.
I love it. It sounds so good. It's like the perfect spot to do it.
Now, of course, the Fame dropped today. Can we expect more like dancey, up-tempo, like good feel songs
total
on
club
it?
Or banger record, sure.
Like, that's it?
Super party record. I'm from New York. I love fashion. I love to party. I love pop culture. The record is just a good time. And you know what? It's called The Fame for a reason. I think that, you know, part of what really inspired this record is, you know, American celebrity obsession and media obsession, and I just wanted to kind of figure out how it applied to my own life. And I'm from New York, you know, where I come from in the downtown, we all think we're famous, but we're not, you know. But it's our swagger, it's the way we walk around, the way we hold ourselves, the way we dress, the way that we talk, and are so passionate about our music. I just want everybody to listen to this record and know that they could do it too. I played The Garden last night.
Oh, that's right, because you're opening up for New Kids on the Block. Congratulations.
Amazing.
No one on the corner has swagger like Lady Gaga right now. I'm talking about Fame. I mean, obviously growing up in New York, and now you live in LA though now, right?
Well, I got a place in Los Angeles because I'm a writer, and I've been working on a couple different projects for other artists, and it's always better to be in LA because most of the producers are out there.
Gotcha, I gotcha. So, I mean, if anyone has seen Fame up close and personal, being in both LA and New York, it's you, obviously.
It's me, and in London too. It's crazy.
And then, of course, according to your Wikipedia, you went to the same private school as Nicki and Paris Hilton.
I did.
So just another link to Fame. Unbelievable. Lady
Gaga.
Well,
they were much older than me, though, so I didn't know them.
Of
and
course.
I was kind of like a nerdy kid.
Really?
Yeah.
What classified you as nerdy?
I was a drama student, you know? I like was really nerdy and read plays and was in bands and chorus, all that stuff.
Were you like all emo and stuff? Is that what was going on?
Kind of.
That's really funny.
Emo is not gay.
I never said it was. I never said it was. I'm just saying, you know, like in high school, like if you're emo, you're kind of like classified as like the outsider.
It's amazing.
You're too funny. Lady Gaga, of course, the Fame dropped today. Thank you again for singing my name into the record. I greatly appreciate it.
You betcha.
You know, it's interesting to hear Lady Gaga then and now and how things change in just a couple years. Obviously, then talking much more about partying, celebrity, fame. We weren't hearing all these messages about equality and loving one another and so on and so forth. These bigger issues that Gaga is trying to tackle now. Even I think the tone of her voice has changed a little bit. She sounds a lot more young, fun, energetic, whereas now she's a little more noble sounding. Is that the right way to put it, perhaps, at times? Very interesting nonetheless. And I'm not saying that, you know, she's changed for the worse. I think it's great that she talks about these big issues now and tries to use her influence to talk about issues that actually matter and that have substance. But certainly quite the evolution we've witnessed with Lady Gaga. And it was fun getting to talk to her back in 08, right before Just Dance took off and this all started, this whole roller coaster that she's been on. We'll podcast that interview, by the way, over on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. More music coming up next. And, of course, Gaga's Born This Way in stores now.